No, Jimmy, I'm sorry. I know. I looked forward to recording with you, too. We'll just have to figure something out. Oh, my goodness. I'm on. I'll talk to you later. Round 3 of the draft, and it's time to close out my trinity. Unlike Batman, who for a loner seems to pick up a lot of strays, Superman's pool of relations and protégés is kind of small. There is an obvious choice, though. And Sean Taylor took her. Pity, too. Jimmy Palmiotti was going to come on. We were going to talk about how great Kara was going to go out for beers later, but you'll never find out about that, will you? Remember, Sean, the next time you think to yourself, where are all the celebrity guest stars? Luckily, I think I have just the person to stand in for the Man of Steel. After all, Justice League Legacy is supposed to acknowledge the past while also looking towards the future. And if I look towards the future of, oh, let's say, the 30th century in the DC Universe, I have my answer. She's a Daxamite, and as we all know, Daxamites have a history of visiting us back in the present day and making themselves right at home. I even think she was left here after Final Crisis to wander the multiverse. Okay, there's that messy weakness to lead to deal with, but the girl took Brainiac 5's anti-lead vax, so she's good to go. Some would call it nationalist, others would call it patriotic. Daxamite's first attitude might cause some problems, but what would a Justice League be without the equivalent of a Hawkman Green Arrow divisive friendship? I can almost see her getting along with Cassandra, but coming to ideological blows with Donna. This will make for a strange but interesting dynamic between this version of the Trinity. I am Thomas DJ, resident scheming villain of Two True Freaks and co-host on Dread Media, and my third round choice is Laurel Gand. Oh, and Sean, Virginia would like a few words with you.